And his father, you said your grandfather on your father's side was a farmer. So do you think his wife had any occupation other than being a housewife?
I think I have a vague recollection that she was possibly a school teacher, maybe in that same local community.
And do you know anything about where the family came from, or your father's mother's family came from? Had their parents, had your father's grandfather lived in Ashford, or do you know?
I think they were all primarily from this same locality, and all of the Bears' ancestors had originally been from that general area, maybe within a 10 or 15 mile radius.
And so your father and your mother, were they members of the church you belonged to now?
Right, they were. In fact, my mother is still living, and she still belongs to this church.
How old is your wife, sir?
She probably wouldn't appreciate me telling you, but she is, I believe, the same age as Jack Benny, 39 years old.
Yes, sir. And she's a member of this church also?
Yes, she is. She was a former Baptist, by the way, before we were married, and I got her converted once we were married.
Yes, sir. And what about her education? I know she taught English, but where was she educated?
Right. She, of course, she was originally from the Ashford area, and her parents were from Ashford. Her B.S. degree came from Judson College, I believe, which is in the state of Alabama. From there, she went to the University of Arkansas, Fayetteville, I believe is where that is located, and received a master's degree in English, and I believe she had a double major in music and English.
Yes. And she, what did you say she did with it?
Well, she taught for a while after she received a degree in Arkansas, taught at the University of Arkansas. And then she came back, and all of this occurred before we were married. I married quite late in life. I made this decision a long time ago that I wasn't really sure they ever wanted to be married. And so I decided I'd spend half my life single and the other half married, so that if I did foul up during the latter part, that I didn't foul up my whole life. But after she came back from Arkansas, we were married in June of 1960, and this is when I began the county agent work in Dale County, and she did some teaching at the Wallace Junior College, located here just outside of Dothan.
Yes.
And she taught English at that time while I was doing county agent work in Dale County, and we resided in Ozark, a little town about 30 miles north of here.
And how long did you live in Ozark?
We lived there approximately 4 years.
Now, she's just a housewife now, is that right?
Right. She's gotten real lazy lately, and I can't get her to do any outside work.
I think that would keep her busy, though. And how does she spend her day?
Well, primarily, I think she spends her day in house cleaning, and we have two children that are both in one's in elementary school, one's in junior high school, and trying to keep clothes and books and all this prepared for them is probably a full-time job for her.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, I ask you to help me draw something, if you will. Right here. You have a pen, you need this. And you aren't living in the house you said that you lived in when you were a child.